Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, November 30th. Democratic Representative Steve Lebsok says a quick resignation over sexual harassment allegations will not allow for fair fact-finding and due process. As Ben to Berkland reports, Lebsok issued a statement Tuesday on calls for his resignation from Democratic Party leaders and others.
On November 10th, we first reported that nine legislators, staffers, and lobbyists alleged that Lebsok, a Democrat running for state treasurer, harassed, intimidated, or made unwanted sexual advances against them. Two other women have since come forward publicly, and Democratic Representative Faith Winter and former lobbyist Holly Terry filed formal complaints. Lebsok says some of the alleged incidents have been significantly exaggerated, and others are false. In a written statement on his campaign website, he says some people asked for his resignation before he had a chance to tell his side of the story. And ultimately, he says the truth will come out. He also says he takes the allegations seriously that he sexually harassed or intimidated people working at the state capitol. I'm Benta Berkland.
The regular meeting of the Paonia Town Council clocked in at less than 2 hours on Tuesday night at Paonia Town Hall, perhaps setting a record for brevity by this council. As the council moves toward passing a budget at the next regular meeting in December, the cuts that had to be made to balance the budget continue to make news. At Tuesday night's meeting, the council voted to terminate the park's contract with Mike Altenhoffen. Since 2010 or 2011, Altenhoffen contracted with the town to provide year-round maintenance on the town's four parks: Apple Valley, Polis Park, Town Park, and Lee's Park over by the elementary school. In a budget move, the council terminated Altenhoffen's contract. Public Works Director Travis Loberg drew up a plan for the town's public works employees to handle maintenance of the parks starting in 2018. The move will save the town close to $42,000. Some of that will be spent, however, on the purchase of a new lawnmower that costs approximately $12,000. In other news, the council unanimously passed a new marijuana ordinance. In order to comply with state law, local law enforcement will now be in charge of monitoring marijuana grows. The biggest change is that the limit of plants for an individual grow in town is set at 12. Regardless of medicinal or recreational status, individuals in the Paonia town limits can grow a maximum of 12 plants in their gardens under the ordinance. Any grower that violates the new ordinance will be given two warnings and will be allowed to comply over time. A third citing will require a court appearance and carries a $500 fine. The one and only meeting of the Paonia Town Council next month will be on Tuesday, December 12th at 6:30 p.m. In previous KVNF regional newscasts, we've been covering the ongoing lawsuit on behalf of giving the Colorado River individual rights. Now, the Colorado Attorney General's office is threatening to sanction the Denver lawyer who filed the lawsuit. For the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange, KUNC's Luke Runyon has more.
Attorney Jason Flores-Williams believes the Colorado River deserves the same rights people enjoy in the American legal system. He sued the state to gain those rights with the help of Deep Green Resistance, an environmental activist group. In a letter, the Attorney General's office says he's basically wasting the court's time and has failed to bring up legal problems for the court to address. Sanctions could include fines and fees. Flores-Williams says he will not withdraw the suit. I'm Luke Runyon.
In a follow-up to a story we had on Tuesday's newscast, law enforcement officials have identified one student who wrote the Snapchat threat to set off explosives at Telluride High School. According to a press release from the Telluride Marshal, a copy of the Snapchat that was made last Thursday was captured by law enforcement. The same student made references to a Columbine-style shooting in another Snapchat. Investigators believe that one student authored the threatening statements. The student was placed into protective custody and then was released to the custody of his parents on Monday night. The student has been suspended from school, and disciplinary action will be taken according to Colorado state statutes. Two firearms were found at the student's residence in Telluride. No other students or individuals are in custody, and no other arrests have been made. A former legislative aide has filed a sexual harassment complaint against Republican State Senator Randy Baumgardner for inappropriately touching her. Benta Berkland has more.
The woman alleges Baumgardner slapped and grabbed her buttocks about four times during the 2016 legislative session. The formal process allows the complaint to remain private, which she wants out of fear of retribution. She says she came forward after we reported allegations from intern Megan Creedon about uncomfortable encounters with Baumgardner also in 2016. Creedon says Baumgardner often pressured her to drink with him alone in his office, even though she didn't know him. When asked about the formal complaint, Baumgardner said he couldn't comment on specifics because the process is confidential. He added that he trusts it will allow the facts to be thoroughly investigated and all sides to be heard. He asked that the public not allow the media to be the final word on such matters. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
At the regular meeting of the Paonia Town Council on Tuesday night, Chief of Police Neil Ferguson announced that the police department is down to 2.5 officers. Ferguson and Patrick Hinyard are the two full-time officers on the staff. A third police officer serves part-time. The Paonia Police Department has lost two officers in the past month. Both moved on to other jobs. At the town council meeting, Mayor Charles Stewart commented that the pay for police officers in town is really not competitive, and it is increasingly difficult to keep trained officers on staff. Paonia is not the only town looking to bolster its police force. The Delta County Independent reported that the town of Hotchkiss has budgeted $55,000 for salary and benefits for a fourth police officer for its town marshal staff. In a work session earlier this month, Marshal Dan Miller explained that a three-man staff is not enough to handle all of the work in Hotchkiss. He said officers are wearing down and there is more potential for mistakes with the small staff. The Hotchkiss marshals average 1,400 calls per year, not including calls that don't require reports. That's more than Paonia at 1,100 and Cedar Edge, which gets 700 calls. Miller said with a four-man staff, the marshals can improve traffic control, increase visibility, visit schools and work with kids, restart the police academy, and do more walking patrols to help establish relationships with town businesses. Also in Hotchkiss, after a recommendation by the Colorado Department of Transportation, the town will purchase three radar signs that will be placed at entrances to town. The solar signs will indicate speed of oncoming vehicles. Each sign costs $3,000, and will be installed by CDOT after the town purchases them. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.